South Korean defects to the North following in his parents' footsteps. The son of a former South Korean foreign minister who fled to North Korea in the 1980s also defected to the North last week, according to North state-run news media. The minister's son, Cho In-guk, 73, arrived in Pyeongchang, the North Korean capital, on Saturday to resettle permanently. In the North, a website called Yeoreumin Sokroki, which is run by the North Korean government, said on Saturday. The website said that he planned to follow in his parents in dedicating his life to realizing Korean unification. Mr. Cho is the son of Cho Dok-shin, a former South Korean foreign minister who defected to the North in 1986, becoming the highest profile South Korean to do so since the 1950-1953 Korean War. Cho Dok-shin was also a former military general and had served as South Korean's ambassador to West Germany. The North Korean website carried photographs and video footage showing officials welcoming Mr. Cho with flowers at Pyeongchang's International Airport. In his arrival statement, Mr. Cho called the North, where both his parents are buried, my true fatherland. South Korea was trying to determine the circumstances of Mr. Cho's travel to the North. Lee Sang-min, spokesman for the South Unification Ministry, said on Monday, all South Korean citizens must receive government approval before traveling to the North. Mr. Cho did not have such permission, Mr. Lee said. Although more than 30,000 North Koreans have fled to the South since a famine hit the North in the 1990s, only a handful of South Koreans have defected to the North in the past decade. Mr. Cho's case drew special attention in South Korea because of his family's history. His father fled to the United States in 1976 with his wife, Ryomi Yong, after he grew disgruntled with Park Chung-hee, who was then the military dictator of South Korea. The couple defected to the North in 1986. North Korea gave the couple a lavish welcome, showering Mr. Cho with a series of high-level but largely ceremonial posts like vice chairman of the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of the Fatherland, an agency dealing with the South Korean relations, and head of Chondoish Chonggu Party, a political group affiliated with a Korean religion called Chondo. Ms. Ryu also held various jobs, including member of the Presidium of the North's Rubber Stamp Parliament. Cho Dok-shin died in 1989 with Ms. Ryu in 2016. Both were buried in the Patriotic Martyr Cemetery in Pyeongchang. Also buried there were their fathers, both of whom were treated in the North as patriots for their struggle against Japanese colonists who ruled Korea from 1910 to 1945. After his parents defected to the North, the younger Mr. Cho, who was left behind in the South, lived under surveillance during the military dictatorship. He had a tearful reunion with his mother in 2000 when Ms. Ryu visited Seoul, the South Korean capital. For the government arranged family reunions of hundreds of older people from both Koreas, who were separated from their relatives during the Korean War. South Korea has since allowed Mr. Cho to travel to the North 12 times so that he could visit his parents' graves. South Korean officials said he left a wife and two adult children in the South when he defected, according to the South Korean news media. The two Koreans are divided by the world's most heavily guarded border. It is highly unusual for South Koreans to defect to the North or enter the country illegally. At least six South Koreans who have been detained in the North in recent years remain there, including three missionaries who were sentenced to hard labour for life on spying and other charges. But the North has also returned some South Korean detainees in recent years. Last year, North Korea released a South Korean citizen who was held for illegal entry in 2014. The country returned a South Korean man who had fled to the North to escape his economic difficulties. The year before, it said it had leniently pardoned and sent back six South Korean men who had been held in the North on charges of illegal entry.